Now, we've got a couple of guests on different councils, actually, but they've both got things to tell us. First of all, Julie Hull, who's been re-elected as Green Councillor on Peterborough City Council. Hello, Julie.
Hello, I haven't been, but hello.
Oh, you haven't been?
No, my colleague has been.
I beg your pardon.
No, I'm not till next year.
Of course. So you carry on, I beg your pardon. So there's three green seats on Peterborough City Council out of the 60, I'm just to repeat again, it's 29 Conservatives, 3 Wellington Independents, 17 Labour, 8 Lib Dem, 3 Greens. Have I got that right?
That's right. It's so hard to get our heads around those figures ourselves, and we're there in it.
So in theory, Julie, you could go into partnership with the Conservatives and be in control.
No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, they don't need us. They've got the one seat that they need, so they don't need us. And
they've not made any overtures.
Imagine
if they did. Would you go into partnership, Julie?
It would never. In fact, I'm a bit sorry, really, that they've never approached us. So very clearly, they don't want us, Chris. There we are. Other parties have made overtures, but nothing from the Conservatives. So, boo-hoo.
There's a story in the making, Hannah.
Our door was ajar if they wanted to talk, but they've never come and spoken to us.
We've just had the leader, Steve Count, on, so if he's still listening, there you are. once she's off the line to us, call Julie.
Got my number. Yeah.
Right. Second guest is Lorna Dupre, Liberal Democrat councillor on Cambridgeshire County Council. She's the deputy leader. Hello, Lorna.
Hello.
Your summary of what this day has held?
I'm absolutely delighted for the Liberal Democrats on Cambridgeshire County Council. We've made significant gains in South Cambridgeshire and East Cambridgeshire. And, of course, as a result of all of that, the Conservatives no longer control Cambridgeshire County Council outright. They have 28 councillors instead of the 31 that they need for an absolute majority.
And what's led to that? Is there one particular reason locally, Lorna?
I think there are two things, actually. I think the first thing is that the gains that we made were predominantly in places where we had built a strong local district council base following the wins in South Cambridgeshire in 2018 and East Cambridgeshire in 2019. And people, I think, have clearly liked what they have seen of having Liberal Democrat district councillors and have trusted us to take things to the next level. I think the other thing, more perhaps negatively, is the reaction that there has been to some of the events of the 4 years of Conservative outright majority in Cambridgeshire, and not least, of course, among those things, the scandal over Farmgate.
Yeah, I just asked the leader, Steve, about that. Julie Howell for the Greens, up to 3 seats now on Peterborough City Council. Similar question for you. What do you feel has swung that your way?
Well, for us, it's all in the same ward, so it's the first green ward in Peterborough as well. So for us, that's got to be local issues. We proved ourselves to our residents that we're loyal and we're hardworking and we're there all year round. And clearly, we're delivering something in Alton Waterville that residents want, because they consecutively in the past 3 elections, they voted in Greens. We had none on the council. 2018, we got the first, another in 2019, and now today. So we're getting it right. If anybody wants to come and stand for the Green Party, I think we've got a fighting chance in other wards in the city. So
that's what I was going to ask you. So you've conquered Alton, so where's next?
Well, we wait to see. I mean, we've stood candidates. We came second in Wittering this time. And we've shuffled up a bit in Alton Longville. Now, Alton Longville is neighbouring to Alton Waterville, so it would make good sense for us to put in a lot of effort there, see how we get on. But these are all south of the river. So, of course, we've got our eyes on north of the river too, so we can spread some of what the Greens have got to offer throughout the city. And I really do think people have got an appetite for it.
Nationally, are you a little disappointed with the Green performance? There had been talk that that climate change was a big issue at this elections. Now Brexit is taking slightly more of a lot more of a backseat. But some of those numbers don't seem to be coming through in the way that some had predicted on a national level. Is there a little bit of disappointment within the Greens about that?
No disappointment at all. I mean, I'm sure not as disappointed as Labour are feeling today. The thing is with green issues, the environment, that's a part of what we offer, and it's also a part of what other parties offer. It's a much more complex picture when people vote. I mean, you can see today the impact of the national mood, particularly on the losses that Labour have experienced. But for us, we're laser focused in on the local and serving people at the local level. And when we do that, people reward us. So now I'm really pleased for where we've had green gains, and I've seen them and they've been impressive. But, you know, we're on the march here. We will continue to do well over successive years, but still some way to go, absolutely.
We spoke to a new Labour councillor a bit earlier on who agreed with Sir Keir Starmer, who admitted Labour has lost the trust of the working people. It does seem to... They've got a lot of internal debate there before they move forward. Lorna Dupre, would you claim that the Liberal Democrats in Cambridgeshire are getting a working class vote? Is that where what's happening?
I think that the Liberal Democrats are picking up votes from disaffected Labour supporters who've now seen their party in a state of some doldrums, but are also picking up votes from Conservative voters who are incredibly dissatisfied with what they're seeing from their party. I think we are uniquely placed to pick up votes in all sorts of places and from all kinds of communities who haven't previously thought about the Liberal Democrats. We can reach into urban areas, into rural settlements. We've got some real opportunities, I think, ahead of us to build on what's happened today.
Now, Lorna, the Conservatives have said that they believe that they lost, particularly in South Cams, because there weren't Lib Dem and Labour candidates standing in, both candidates standing in all of the wards there. Now, I know it's been denied that there was a pact between yourselves and Labour, but does this actually show you that maybe that is a way forward to go in the future if you do want to make a bid into gaining control of the council?
Well, there certainly wasn't any kind of formal arrangement or pact between the parties. Nothing like that was discussed. But I think it makes sense if there are parties who have obvious areas of strength to contest those areas more strongly, and for other parties perhaps to take a bit less of a front seat on that. However, I do think it's fundamental to democracy that people have to... a choice of candidates. And I think that it would be wrong to deny people the opportunity to vote for a candidate who aligns to their views. I'm all in favour of representative democracy. As we know, the problem at the moment is the electoral system that we have got, which is hugely biased towards the Conservatives, particularly in England. But denying people the right to vote for the candidate of their choice isn't the way forward on that. But I do think that local parties will be sensible about how they use their existing resources. That's fine.
Just running out of time to chat to you two. Final question to both of you. And how will, on Peterborough City Council, Julie Howell, how will the election of three Green councillors change things? What can you practically get done?
It changed things a huge amount because so far, just with the two of us, we've been able to get the motions that we've brought to the council. We've been getting them passed unanimously. And that's because we work really hard collaboratively with people. I hear this rainbow coalition stuff. It's not like that. We work closely with the Conservatives, with Labour, with the Lib Dems, with Wellington First to bring them on board with the really good ideas that we have that are sensible and they want to sign up to. And to know there's three of us instead of two, well, it's going to be all the more success we're going to have with these things. So we're looking forward to working collaboratively right across the council and to making good things happen for Peterborough.
Thank you, Julie Howell, Green Councillor on Peterborough City Council. Lorna Dupre, how will the leap forward that the Lib Dems have made make a difference on Cambridgeshire County Council?
Well, I'm really hoping it'll give us the opportunity to put forward fresh priorities for Cambridgeshire. We've seen far too much emphasis on low spending rather than decent services and on commercialisation. And I think that many people are wanting and liking the greener and fairer Cambridgeshire that we're offering.
Thank you both for joining us. It's just gone 20 past six. Hannah Olsen, our political correspondent, keeping an eye through Twitter and other things on what's happening at Cambridge City.